In Northwest News from KPLU, it hasn't been a good week for the University of Washington or Washington State University football teams. They both lost key players for different reasons. Sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick talk about the impact on both football programs, starting with the Huskies.
Art, with this week's dismissal of star cornerback Marcus Peters, it seemed to be the last straw for his coaches.
Yeah, I think they were really fed up with a series of events. The one that was noteworthy to the public was during a game earlier in the season when Peters was very upset with the coaches and threw his helmet, threw his gloves, and was seen by television cameras arguing with his coach on the sideline. So he was already suspended once. I think the relations had deteriorated, and clearly it had to be some pretty serious stuff for Chris Peterson to dismiss a player midweek in preparation, also midseason, and his best player in the place where the Huskies were weakest, the secondary, because now they're starting three true freshmen among the four secondary players for Saturday's game against UCLA at Husky Stadium. So it's a very awkward and burdensome decision, but Peterson obviously had bigger things in mind with getting rid of Peters.
Well, he's never given in to any pressure of big games looming when it comes to disciplining the players that he's inherited from former coach Steve Sarkisian.
He's been pretty firm. He's either suspended or dismissed nine players since he was hired last December. And he really does want what he likes to call his OKG, our kind of guys. And some of Sark's players were not his kind of guys. And I think Peters was right at the top of the list. But we may remember that Siler Miles, the starting quarterback, was suspended for all of spring ball and part of summer because he got in an altercation at a post-Super Bowl party in February that nearly caused some jail time for him, or at least probation. He got away from any criminal charges due to lack of evidence, but the upshot was that the top guy on the team was already under suspension. So Peterson is not bashful about setting a standard that he hopes will carry on in the future. I think he's looking at this season with the Huskies almost as a mulligan. He's just going to toss this one away, get the players he wants to do as he commands, and is not going to take a lot of trouble from a guy like Marcus Peters.
Well, while the Huskies go through that, their rivals, the Washington State Cougars, also lost a key member of their team due to injury, quarterback Connor Halliday.
Yeah, that was a real blow to the Cougars, who were already 2-7 and struggling. Connor Halliday is a great young leader of that team. A lot of people are really dismayed over this. It was a broken ankle on a clean hit last Saturday night. There was no illegal blows or anything like that, just fate of the game. And it was just too bad for a young man who wound up leading the nation in passing because Washington State has a very pass-heavy offense. And also because he was such a leader with those guys, it's going to be really hard to recover emotionally for the Cougars' last three games, including the Apple Cup in Pullman on November 29th. So the Cougars are now flailing under Mike Leach. Leach has really got some problems because his credibility with the players and the team has been tattered over this season. They really are in a bad place right now under a new freshman quarterback. It's going to be a tough road for the last month of the Cougar season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.